For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Congress is a house divided when it comes to the Intelligence Committee's conclusion that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. Two committees, both led by Republicans, have now come to very different conclusions. In a bipartisan announcement, the Senate Intelligence Committee said that after 14 months reviewing the sources, tradecrafts, and analytical work, we see no reason to dispute the conclusions of the U.S. intelligence community from 2016. President Trump's new financial disclosure form shows he repaid his attorney, Michael Cohen, who had laid out $130,000 for a hush agreement with Stormy Daniels. The president denied knowing about the payment, but Rod Rosenstein believes you cannot indict a sitting president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told a Senate panel the Bureau has concerns about the possibility of the Chinese telecom firm ZTE gaining a powerful position in the U.S. market.
That gives them the capacity to maliciously modify or steal information. That gives them the capacity to conduct undetected espionage. That gives them the capacity to exert pressure or control.
Instrumental in stopping a gunman at a school in Illinois, a police officer assigned to the high school. Dixon Police Chief Stephen Howell said a student who'd been expelled came to the school with a gun and fired several shots near the gym where the other students were taking part in a graduation run-through.
While pursuing the suspect shot several rounds towards the officer, at which time the officer returned fire and struck the suspect.
The 19-year-old gunman was wounded and taken to the hospital. No one else was injured. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Housing starts are down in America. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The state of New York said it's suing Purdue Pharma for reckless disregard in selling narcotic painkillers that contribute to the opioid crisis. New York joins six other states, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas, for its manufacture of the drug OxyContin. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood said New York is committed to holding opioid manufacturers accountable for the damage they've wronged on New York's families. Earlier this year, Purdue announced it would no longer market OxyContin directly to physicians. The drug maker said some of the blame should fall on doctors, who should check state monitoring databases before writing a prescription for narcotics to identify those with drug-seeking behaviors. President Donald Trump has said opioid addiction is a serious problem, the likes of which we have never had, and declared a national health emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.